Virginia laws related to slavery. An act declaring who shall be slaves, 1670. Whereas some dispute has arisen whither Indians taken in war by any other nation, and by that nation that taketh them sold to the English, are servants for life or term of years, it is resolved and enacted that all servants, not being Christians, imported into this colony by shipping, shall be slaves for their lives. But what shall come by land shall serve, if boys or girls, until 30 years of age, if men or women, 12 years and no longer. An act to repeal a former law making Indians and others free, 1682. Whereas by the 12th act of assembly, held at James City the third day of October, Anno Domini 1670, entitled an act declaring who shall be slaves, it is enacted that all servants not being Christians, being imported into this country by shipping, shall be slaves, but what shall come by land shall serve if boys and girls until 30 years of age, if men or women, 12 years and no longer, and forasmuch as many Negroes, Moors, Mulattoes, and others born of an in heathenish, idolatrous, pagan, and Mohammedan parentage and country have heretofore, and hereafter may be purchased, procured, or otherwise obtained as slaves of, from or out of such their heathenish country by some well-disposed Christian, who after such their obtaining and purchasing such Negro, Moor, or Mulatto as their slave out of a pious zeal, have wrought the conversion of such slave to the Christian faith, which by the laws of this country doth not manumit them or make them free, and afterwards such their conversion, it hath and may often happen that such master or owner of such slave, being by some reason enforced to bring or send such slave into this country to sell or dispose of for his necessity or advantage, he the said master or owner of such servant, which notwithstanding his conversion is really his slave, or his factor or agent must be constrained either to carry back or export again the said slave to some other place where they may sell him for a slave, or else depart from their just right and title to such slave, and sell him here for no longer time than the English or other Christians are to serve, to the great loss and damage of such master or owner, and to the great discouragement of bringing in such slaves for the future, and to no advantage at all to the planter or buyer. And whereas also those Indians that are taken in war or otherwise by our neighboring Indians, confederates, or tributaries to His Majesty, and this his plantation of Virginia, are slaves to the said neighboring Indians that so take them, and by them are likewise sold to His Majesty's subjects here as slaves, be it therefore enacted by the Governor, Council, and Burgesses of this General Assembly, and it is enacted by the authority aforesaid, that all the said recited act of the 3rd of October 1670 be, and is hereby repealed and made utterly void to all intents and purposes whatsoever. And be it further enacted by the authority aforesaid, that all servants except Turks and Moors, whilst in amity with His Majesty, which from and after publication of this act shall be brought or imported into this country, either by sea or land, whether Negroes, Moors, Mulattoes, or Indians, who in whose parentage and native country are not Christian at the time of their first purchase of such servant by some Christian, although afterwards and before such their importation and bringing into this country, they shall be converted to the Christian faith. And all Indians which shall hereafter be sold by our neighboring Indians, or any other trafficking with us as for slaves, are hereby adjudged, deemed and taken, and shall be a judge deemed and taken to be slaves to all intents and purposes, any law, usage, or custom to the contrary notwithstanding.